here.
We're on Labonte.
We are on schedule 245 at Labonte. We show that's in person.
Right. I can't get a hold of anybody.
Well, let's just reschedule that.
You want to reschedule, or do you want to look at it to see if it's worthwhile to reschedule?
Well, you know, that's probably always, we can always look at
it. If they don't show up, you're not required to reschedule it. And if you feel that it's not worthy of rescheduling,
this is a...
All we have is the... We don't have any information except they bought the house for $270. They don't tell us what they're asking for, and it's on the books for $279.
They bought it in July of 08, just before reassessment of 09.
Yeah.
It says other reasons. Please explain, and they don't explain. So I don't have any information. So we can either deny it, group, or we could have the directed clerk to reschedule. I'll listen to any options here.
How tight is the schedule?
We do send out letters to everybody, you know,
tight.
Stating
today's
the
time
tight. And day of
right.
their appointment. And
well, this one is
getting into the rescheduling thing.
Real similar to the one we had earlier today out there.
Well, I mean, this is actually just almost, we're only $10,000 off from what he paid for it and what it's assessed for.
Right.
Where the other is $100,000 and we denied him, so.
Yeah.
You got a January 2009 sale at $278,000 on that list service standard.
Of a fieldstone?
Exactly. I had it within four buildings.
You guys, I mean, I'm entertaining any thoughts, motions?
Motion to deny.
Motion to deny by Dave Oliphant. Do I have a second?
What could it, other reasons, please explain to this? Is it whited out?
Well, it's not whited out. They just don't have any.
He didn't mark other reason, but he didn't give any.
Second it.
Second by Danny Strahan.
Call the question.
All right. Question's been called. All those in favor of deny, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 5-0. We are now back ahead of schedule. Congratulations, gentlemen.
That was...
Moving on to...
Never seen how that works.
Oh, 4-1, 4-2, and 4-3. It's our last... Last one of the day for the summer session. We have some regular BOE after this.
Is that a call?
It is a phone call. So if you guys would all look up those properties real fast so we can be prepared.
Say that again.
041, 042, and 043. Fall Creek Properties, Heaven Creation, and Heaven Creation. There's three different parcels that we're discussing.
They're all about
White House Theater is one of them.
Fall Creek
Property. So White House Property is Heaven Creation is the White House Theater. That's 043. 043 is White House. And 041 is Fall Creek Road. I don't know where's that at.
That's a long way from Heaven Creation.
It says it's the Fall Creek Bed and Breakfast.
Bed and Breakfast. Thank you so much. All right, that's a phone call, and we're a little ahead, but we can do it as soon as you're ready. So,
now which one
wait
is which?
Wait a second, Eric. Is that what we heard last? We heard Fall Creek Bed and Breakfast last year.
We have not heard this parcel last year.
Who was that come in on that, Chuck?
I can't remember if it was last year day or before that.
Bob yes. always comes.
Doyle, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Him and his
I think maybe it was a year before or so.
Yeah. Him and his son come in and his son passed away, didn't he, or something?
No, he passed away.
Bob passed away.
Bob passed away.
Yeah, Bob passed away.
I kinda think it was a year before, maybe.
Well, but again, this is the same thing we're falling into. This is talking about appraisal and everything of March of 2010,
yeah.
And we're talking about January of 2009.
James, am I showing this on? Let's deal with before we call. We're talking about BOE number 040. What number is this?
41.
043. Let's just go. 043. I got a question for you. He purchased it for $3.2 million. It's on the books for $5.1 million. And
he's combining, you know, the two Heaven Creations.
He's combining both.
But we're still showing 5.6 versus a 3.2 that he bought a few months afterwards.
Well, a year afterwards.
Yeah, I mean 12 months, you're right. 11 and a half months later. We ready to call? Hearing no objections, we'll dial the number. We'll stay in order with Fall Creek Properties first, by the way. All right, we are talking to...
Good afternoon, Fox 101 Shannon.
Yes, this is Jim Strafus calling from Taney County, Missouri. We have an appointment, a phone conference with William Soderstrom.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Jim Strafus with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Sure, hold on.
This is the attorney representing them. Donna, can you call Bob Paulson on his cell phone just to make sure he's going to be here since we're going to be talking to an attorney?
Hello, Bill Soderstrom.
Hi, Bill. This is Jim Strafus. I have you on speakerphone. I am the chairperson of the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we received an application to discuss the Heaven Creation LLC and the Fall Creek Properties assessed valuation.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing here.
Yes, we are. And I also have you, Jim, and the folks you're with on speakerphone. I'm with my associate, Eric Poggles, here.
Okay. Well, just to let you know who's all in this room, we have got our five voting members. We have a seven-member Board of Equalization. Those people are all present, as well as the county assessor and the clerk's department to record this meeting. This meeting is also being streamed on the internet off our website, just to give you that FYI. So what we have is three parcels that we received the application to appeal the property assessment. And what we'd like to do is, the process normally is, we have all the paperwork that you had submitted part of the application. And so we will want to handle these in order in which we have them, if it's all right, just to keep our paperwork straight. And the first one we have is the Fall Creek property, so that's the one we'll be talking about first. And normal process is to have the applicant give us the details of why you think the assessment is inaccurate. The board will ask you questions, possibly. Then the assessor will make a case of why he believes the assessment is correct. And then then we'll vote at a later time, and you'll be mailed the decision of the board at that time, which usually is at least a week later, if not a little longer. All right?
Understood.
All right. Well, with that, if you want to start your conversation about the Fall Creek properties, we have that file up in front of us, and you can go from there.
Okay. Again, my name is Bill Soderstrom. I'm with the law firm of Fox, O'Neill, and Shannon, and I had been retained to represent the group that purchased the White House Theater, and as part of that process, they needed to have a dormitory or a place to house a large number of the performers for the production that they put on at the White House Theater, and therefore they had searched far and wide to try to find a piece of property that would be appropriate. And they finally did locate a property that is located at 4988 Fall Creek Road in Branson. They negotiated over a period of many months, starting right after the acquisition of the White House Theater, which happened, I think, on December 14th, 2009. And ultimately, they did reach an agreement with the owner to sell that piece of property to them. And the agreement itself for the purchase was signed in February of 2009, and then they closed on March 29, 2009. The purchase price for the property was an even $500,000. And looking at the assessment for the property, it was assessed by the assessor at a total of $745,601. This was divided on the assessment between residential and commercial improvements and residential and commercial land. What we did is we took the $500,000 and divided it between residential and commercial in the same proportion as had the assessor. And included in my letter to you of June 16, 2010 is how we then determined what we thought was the fair market value for the property based upon the sale. The sale did occur 3 months after the January 1st, 2010 assessment date, but given the fact of when the contract was signed and given the fact that that was only 3 months after that date, we believe that under Missouri statutes that represents the fair market value for the property, which is the $500,000.
Bill, can I interrupt you 1 second here? The statute is we set valuation of property on the odd year, numbered year. So actually the valuation of the property is set on the odd number year. So January 1st, 2009 is when the valuation is set, not the even years. So just a little point of clarification from the Missouri statutes that the assessor sets value on the odd number years, not the even number years.
Okay.
So it's a 2 year cycle.
Appreciate that.
Uh huh.
Well, and just concluding, we feel that the fair market value of the property, as shown by that sale, is $500,000, and we believe the assessment therefore is incorrect based upon that.
Okay. Staying focused to this discussion on this parcel. Any questions from the board to this gentleman? I have a question for Bob Paulson. Bob has walked in the door. He is our county counselor also that's just joined us. Bob, it was a bed and breakfast previously. It was commercial and residential use. They're not charging rent now. They're just basically a dormitory for their staff. Would that classify as all residential?
I was thinking the same thing.
It's an interesting question. Is it connected with their business and therefore commercial, or is it 100% residential?
That's the question I've got.
I don't have an answer for you. I'd have to look at that issue.
Okay. I mean, the question I've got is if you're not charging rent, or are you charging rent to the performers, is it available? And the second part of the question I've got for you is...
Is it part of their compensation?
Is that part of the compensation?
Yes.
And or are you making any of the rooms available to the public? So can you?
I know no rooms are available to the public, and as far as what is being paid or how to house the performers, I'm not sure. I believe what happens is that Heaven Creation LLC pays money to Fall Creek LLC for the use of that property.
Sounds like it's a residential property.
Well, that would make it
commercial.
That would make it commercial.
All right.
The other thing is that the taxes for 2007-08 period were the same as they are for the 2009-10. So the taxes for the previous time period was the same as they were for this time period.
That makes sense. So basically the taxes haven't changed, or the assessed values have not changed from the 07-08 cycle to the 09-10 cycle. What other questions we have on this property? Gentlemen, we're going to move to the next one.
Well,
we have a question here.
If there's a question as far as commercial or residential,
we need to. I think we should table it and let Mr. Paulson do some research
on
that.
I agree.
So just letting you guys know where I'm coming from on that. So,
do you have any other evidence of value other than just the sale price of the acquisition price of the property itself?
No, we do not.
Okay.
As of January 1st of 09.
Right.
Yeah, the other properties, your package, I'm trying to scroll through it, and the computer they have here is real slow, and I can't get back to this property on it. The others, you list a whole bunch of personal property, and I remember I did some work on this property probably 10 or 15 years ago, and there was some furniture associated with it. When you all bought this bed and breakfast property, did it include furniture, fixtures, and equipment of the bed and breakfast, or was it completely unfurnished?
No, it included what was there. As you may know, that property, as I understood it, that property had not been used in any significant way for many, many months, if not over a year. I think the last time that I understand it was being used is there were some maids from
Jamaica.
Some other country, Jamaica, I guess.
Yeah, the Jamaican maids, I think, lived there.
Who had used some portion of the property. It, quite frankly, from what I understand, was just a mess when it was bought. It had deteriorated, which I guess would make sense if nothing was being rented out. There wasn't much money being employed to make it better. But, the carpeting was a mess. There was mildew problems. There was quite a bit of furniture. I believe most of the furniture was just either tossed out or disposed of at a real nominal amount.
So you're saying you bought it with furniture, but the furniture didn't really contribute significantly or materially to the value of the property, so not very much of the sales price is represented by the furniture.
That is correct.
And it sounds like you're also claiming that the physical condition of the interior of the property was compromised somewhat by prior use, and that may have affected the sales price possibly, or may have affected the value of the property on January 1, 2009.
I would say it would have to, yeah.
Okay. James, I'm going to let the assessor speak to this for a second.
I just want to clarify something. On you said that Fall Creek LLC owns this, and that Heaven
Creations
pays Fall Creek LLC to house the employees, correct?
I believe that is the case, yes.
Okay.
That'd be commercial.
So is the question going to be, somebody's going to need to answer the question, is this a commercial or residential?
I think that's
going to take some research.
How long those people are residing there? Is it a monthly type thing or yearly, or is it a nightly thing?
Is
that going to come into play, too?
It could, yeah. How is there a lease arrangement of some sort between them, or?
Do you hear that question? Is there a lease arrangement?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I know whether there is something formally in place right now, I don't know. I know that the performers that are used in the White House Theater are housed there. Obviously, something has to be paid by the Heaven Creation folks to take care of upkeep and everything else at Fall Creek. So I assume there is some arrangement for that. The performers, as I understand it, have only been in town for a couple of weeks, and I know performances just started maybe a week ago, and I know that the attention was being this whole organization was focused on getting these shows to start on time and with all the delays and everything else. So I don't know, in fact, what formally they have in place between these two. And I would think that if the gentleman who is going to determine whether it's commercial or residential property would contact me, we can talk about that, and I can get the information that would be helpful to answer the question.
Your contact information doesn't appear to be on your letterhead. Yes, it is, on the bottom. Okay.
Our attorney will be contacting you regarding that.
Okay.
How closely related are the entities of Fall Creek, Whatchamacallit, and Heaven Creations?
They are owned by the same individual.
So they're essentially, they're controlled They're controlled.
Affiliate.
They're affiliated. Okay. All right. So any lease arrangement could be tax or liability driven and not necessarily a market.
But they are function. Two separate entities.
Question for James. What about Sight and Sound? They've got a similar situation. Have you been there?
Yeah, we've been there, and they've never brought this issue forward. They've just paid what we bill them out on everything.
But I mean, is there a motel that they have or help stay in? Do you do it as residential or commercial?
Commercial, I'm sure.
Really?
Unless it's as an apartment. It doesn't sound like transient housing is what's going to get involved here. Transient housing is really addressed by the Supreme Court. The only other thing I have for you is for the attorney on your end. In this contract, it kind of says buyer name shall be changed from Heaven Creation LLC to Fall Creek Property LLC, and purchase price is not to be disclosed in multi-list systems. You are aware that this is a public meeting and this is public information?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that since the contract was signed by the individual.
Okay.
And there's an appraiser sitting here who intends to use this as a cop someday if he ever gets an assignment where he needs it. So.
All right. Well, I think what's going to do is that I'm going
to make a motion to table.
We have a motion to table until we get all this other information regarding Fall Creek.
That's on Fall Creek.
On right? Fall Creek property. I'll second the motion. All those in favor of tabling Fall Creek property's decision, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
We have a 4-1, one in opposition. All right, so that discussion's over with. Let us go to the other parcels now, which we have labeled internally BOE number 042 and 043, better known as White House Theater. If you want to go ahead and start with that, sir, feel free.
I will, and if I can ask this question before I do, if this has been tabled, can you tell me how it will resume and how I will be aware of that? Will you call another meeting, for instance, and then... will we have further hearing or discussion on this, or how do you anticipate this happening?
Well, right now we've tabled it for the reason that we need our attorney to talk to you, him to do some research, and then bring it up to a later date. Traditionally, we don't have another hearing on that. We just bring it up into discussion points where we deliberate, because unless there's, I mean, you'll have an opportunity to make sure that our attorney, when he's gathering all the data, would get all the facts that you need to make sure that he'll be presenting to us.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Jim, my thought is that when we determine whether it's commercial or residential, we about have to put it at the value of January 09.
Correct.
So that's the question that's on the table, I guess.
That's my point, is we're not dealing, that's up to the assessor to deal with how the property is being used, whether it's commercial or residential. Our job is to determine the value as of what we're talking about here.
We have two jobs.
BOE actually deals with classification.
You deal with.
So we have two decisions to make.
It's two different decisions.
Classification and valuation.
Yeah.
Okay, so we pass along to him what we feel it should be, commercial or...
Or you, at least you're going to take my... Or take, you're going to listen to my advice. Right. You're going to do what you'll do.
Decide.
But... As far as the valuation, I mean, you guys are going to decide that based on what you've heard here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. The first one we have is the vacant land. Looks like in your appeal you purchased it the end of 2009 for $322,000. It is on the books or assessed, appraised at $514,000. Once again, I want to remind you that this valuation is based off January 1st of 2009. We've got your documentation. Go ahead and feel free to start.
If I can, before he starts, I'd like to ask James a question.
We have a question here. Hold on. Go ahead.
James, looking at the map up on the screen up here, they've got the vacant land highlighted. These two... Why were these two parcels not combined into one parcel? Or would it be, or do you think it would be appropriate to combine them as one parcel?
It could be combined as one parcel. I'm assuming at one time maybe there might have been a partial ownership of someone else, or there might have been a conflict or any of those type of things.
I recall, it had something to do with an expansion of the theater where they bought the extra land, and they bought it in two tracts, and it was never combined.
I think it would be, I would suggest to us that it would be appropriate to consider this as one tract, even though there's two parcels, and not get caught up on the allocation of the value between the two parcels.
You guys fine with that?
I think I am.
Dave's nodding. Okay, so let's just consider the whole property of the White House Theater, both parcels, and let's just go ahead and go from there, Bill. So if you want to go ahead and go from that perspective. We're talking about both parcels.
The assessment for this property was at $5.67 million. My client, as you know, is a Chinese-owned company that had wanted to bring their unique production numbers to Branson, and had been looking for quite a while to find a location. Negotiations with the owner of the White House Theater, I understood, had started sometime in the early summer of 2009. I understand this property had been listed for an extensive period of time, finally, in October of 2009, they reached an agreement to sell the property to my client for $3.54 million. We think that represents the fair market value of the property. It closed in December of 2009. As well as those of January 1st, 2009. We think it's clear that from the sales history or the lack of sales history of this property that the assessment was considerably too high. And therefore, we believe that under Missouri statutes that you can take into account this sale and the amount that the sale occurred for. Therefore, we believe that the proper assessment on January 1st, 2009 is for both properties is $3.54 million. Certainly is nothing close to $5.67 million.
Okay. All right. Questions for Bill? Okay. James, go ahead and...
Well, I do have a couple at some point.
Yeah. James, go ahead and... We're going to have the assessor discuss this now.
Well, the thing that a little concerning to me on what the value of the property is, I know you're well aware of the appeal process. Why would you pay and prorate the taxes as what they were valued January 1, 2009, as money coming onto the county and not even question that portion of it if you feel as though the taxes are wrong? I know there's a lot of investment things going on now, and why isn't there a certified appraisal out there of this property trying to determine value when it's out in the open market like this?
Was there an appraisal done?
No, there's no appraisal done. As you know, there would be very few places in Branson. It's not like buying a grocery store or buying a gas station. There are very few places that could house... I don't know if any of you have seen this performance, but they need a sizable stage, they need a sizable theater, and there's very few of them in Branson. This one barely qualified, and I would dare say that if the...
What's the seat capacity of that theater?
It's about 1,200.
Okay, so there's probably 12 theaters that have that many?
Oh, there's at least that.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sale?
Yeah, there was, well, they're all for sale, but...
But this one was vacant and...
There's, whether they have somebody in them or not doesn't mean, but there's
so
several.
So no appraisal was done, correct?
But
appraisal was done and there would have been no point to an appraisal.
Okay.
Was the property fine? Was the property...
And as far as the first question from the assessor, I don't understand what you asked why it is that we allocated the purchase price the same way you did.
Yeah, on your proration of taxes.
Just for ease of dividing between the parcel which contains the improvements and the site parcel that you've discussed? How do you, we bought it all as one. Obviously, we wanted it all as one. Well, and how to allocate between them. We thought your basis probably made as much sense as anything.
Well, what concerns me a little bit in looking through what you furnished to us, that being an income tax deal on listing the personal property, you've got paper shredders and trash cans and values added to everything in the building. I mean, as part of the building as operation of a theater. And if you take out, I'm assuming, I never did see a value that you, you've got desk drawers, monitors, office chairs, bar stools, stuff like that. Seeing this long list of stuff that was taken to, into consideration as itemizing it, I don't see no vinyl value of what it was worth contributed to the $3.5 million.
And let me address that in a couple of ways. One is that, as you know, the theater, as I understand what is on that list, there are some electronics which turned out to be old electronics, and secondly, a lot of furniture, which, of course, had been there for some while. The list that we put together was basically because when my client came through the property to review it, it wanted to make sure that property was going to stay there, so it was there, and so it complied with the list to make sure that it was still there at the end. As far as the value of anything, any value that would be attributed to that would reduce the assessment. So we don't have any fair market value appraisal for that stuff. I'm not quite sure where we would get it. We assume it would be marginal, but if anything, it would reduce the assessment below the $3.54 million that we are suggesting is the fair market value of the property. So from our perspective, thought it was being, if anything, more fair to the assessment process by just ignoring it and not attributing anything to it. As far as
my only advice to the board would be to see that see an appraisal run on the property. On why there hasn't been one. This property has been for sale, I'm assuming, for quite some time, and why there isn't an appraisal out there on it questioning the assessor's value through the years. I know it's been an issue since 1997, since I've been in office, and this is the first time it's been in bank-type situations before where it was needed to be sold, but it's hard to sell something if you don't have an appraisal showing somebody what it's worth.
Let me, if I can interject on that.
Yes, sir.
When you have a situation where the economy has just about tanked and you have, and financing is not much available, which as you all know was pretty much the situation last year for anybody, and the idea that somebody, all of the appraisers out there who appraised all that other stuff, which isn't even close to being worth what we turned out after the economy tanked, the idea that we were going to go get an appraisal on this, and that would have meant something to us, as opposed to what two parties would be negotiating on a fair market, you know, with no connection with each other. It would have just been wasted money. It wouldn't have meant anything.
All right.
The bank is going to provide financing based upon some appraisal.
We've got one more question for you, sir. Go ahead.
Or one battery of a question. If you didn't finance it, I don't really see any reason why you would have had to have an appraisal. I kind of disagree with the assessor on this, but I was questioning what other evidence of value of the property do you have other than your recent acquisition price of the property?
None.
You don't have any information on any other sales of other comparable theaters in this market or possibly in other comparable markets?
No.
Do you have any
leads? No, and the reason for that is that my clients wanted to be in Branson. They believed they needed a particular kind of theater to put on their production. And I'm in Milwaukee, and we're in the middle of a thunderstorm here, and so we have lightning shooting at our. So assuming we survived the storm.
I was wondering what just crashed through the window.
It just was not relevant to to what they were trying to do.
Well, reading,
I mean, maybe they should have.
Reading between the lines, it sounds like that they knew they were getting a real bargain on that theater at the price they were paying for it then, and that's why they did not require it.
Anyway.
You know, they were...
They were paying cash for the property. So
paying
they
cash, and they felt
the
like
bank.
They were assured they were getting a really good buy on it.
Well, plus, you're asking us to change to draw a conclusion of value without a whole lot of evidence of value. I mean, there are other theater sales out there. There's probably four or five of them in the last 5 years. And there's other theater leases out there, and there's comparable cost data on theaters as well. So I'll agree with James on this point that I think it would be very helpful if you had other appraisal evidence, an appraisal of some sort or other market evidence that would support an assertion that the market value of the property is something less than $3.4 million.
And this sale was sometime after January 1st of 2009.
Yeah, but in the case of theaters, I don't think there was, I think the theaters had probably tanked well before January 1 of 2009. But that's something that would be shown by comparable sales evidence. Right now, we only have one data point.
Okay. And like we don't have any evidence of that, though.
Yeah, all right. we don't have any evidence of that.
I think you can assure your clients that January 1st of 11, that the valuations looking at property, the sale of this property will lay real heavily on values at that time.
Very possible.
This purchase price.
So the... Although it sounds like the appraised valuations are probably going to be down, but I bet the tax rate gets adjusted for it.
Right. So. All right. Any other questions for this applicant?
I'm just thinking ahead to the, not questions but comments, the place that we're going to be not too long from now is the 2011 assessment.
Right.
And just the conversation Kelly's had, who is it? Is James going to come up with an evaluation of theater prices? I was looking at the card here, and he's got it all spelled out how he's come up with the value.
I mean, James is going to have to do some. He's got a lot of work to do.
They're economically obsolete.
A lot of these adjustments will be coming through land values. It won't be coming through the value of the.
Theaters are economically obsolete, and you don't recognize economic obsolescence in your cost approach calculation.
I bet they're not any rougher shape than 90% of the other small businesses.
It's going to be an interesting BOE mission.
So, all right, sir, not knowing, what we're going to do is deliberate some more. We may table it. We may ask for more information. But right now, is there any last bit of information we need from you before we hang up?
No, I would just reiterate that the best definition of market value is what two unrelated parties decide to come to an agreement on, and do believe that the best indication of value for the White House Theater for January 1st, 2009 is the actual sale that occurred. And I have nothing in addition.
Well, I appreciate that. We will. I think you'll be hearing from the attorney to talk about the other issue, and we may just wait on everything until then. I'm not sure. But anyway, I appreciate your time, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'd like to just think about this one, too. I don't want to jump to conclusion on this one.
Can I go ahead and volunteer a comment?
I think you're going to anyway.
I'm going to anyway. This is kind of, all right, just rough numbers. You're valued $5.5 million or something like that, and he's claiming 3.5 or less. The difference in market value that's being claimed is something vastly in excess of $2 million, 32% of which times divide by 100, multiply by 4.5 gets you around a $30,000 tax difference that they're asking us to decide on. And I think of something of that import, that they would be capable of providing us with a whole lot more data to go on other than just the sale price of the subject property.
Yeah, you put a lot more money into saving $30,000 than they.
Yeah, I think they'd have made an investment
least.
Not even having an appraisal, but paying some appraiser a couple thousand dollars for some sales data. Because the data, I could volunteer the data, but I don't want to give away $2,000 or $3,000 worth of sales data.
My opinion is they didn't even worry about it. They thought they was getting a great buy. They bought it, and then...
Now they're trying to get a better deal.
Then the attorney started looking at things and seeing that and thought, well, hey, it's being assessed a lot higher. Why don't we try to get it lowered?
The Clay Cooper Theater sold for $3.5 million almost on the same date with almost exactly the same number of seats on almost exactly the same, well, about the same size of site. Except it was directly on the strip, and this was way off the strip, so I don't think they got a really great deal on it. If anything, I think they paid a little too much for it.
All right. Are we going to just table this?
I would, well, I don't know. It's like, do we act on the information they give us? We've got one sale.
Well, I mean, Bob's going to be talking to the attorney anyway.
On the classification,
anyway.
On the classification thing.
Provide some more information that wasn't provided.
Yeah. There's other sales of bed and breakfast facilities out there also.
Well, I'm not going to look at
he's looking at the classification definition. So. Yeah.
But we're only looking at the $500,000 sale.
For
yeah, we're looking at the one.
And so we're not looking at classification, and so we're not affecting the value all that much. We're talking very little when you consider that compared to the overall picture of what they're looking at. But, again, I think it's just like a house in Emery Creek or anything else.
That one I think they did get a real good buy on because there's other bed and breakfasts out there that sold for $700,000 to $800,000 smaller and older. So anyway, that's just my editorialized comment that they should be giving us a whole lot more data to make a $30,000 tax decision on.
Is there any more comments about this? Otherwise, we're going to move on to regular BOE.
Are we tabling this?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get a decision from somebody.
No one's moved.
Let me throw something out there. We've had, I assume, a number of theaters change hands in the last few years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody takes that information and puts it together,
they would give us a lot of ammunition on which to actually set for real value.
Is that for 11 or 2009, January 1st?
For 11 or for January 9 of 2009. The question is, if we're going to table it, what's the reason? If we're going to table the decision on the theater, what's the reason for tabling the decision? Is it for us to get happy with their?
If they want us,
I want to get more happy.
If they want us to change the value for this year, they ought to present us some evidence. I'm thinking out loud here.
Right.
Yeah.
But James is going to have to take the evidence that he has for 11 and set a price. So they have a choice. If they want to
participate,
kind of goes back to what Kelly said to start with, if they want to participate and get us some information why, not that many theaters sell them.
Do we want to direct Cindy to contact them back and say, if you have any more documentation that would help your case, it would be good to submit it. Otherwise...
Didn't you basically ask him that? You asked if he had anything else.
And he said no. And that's why I ask, if we're tabling it, why are we tabling it? Are we tabling it to give them the opportunity to give us more information?
I think we're tabling it basically for me to find out of the classification.
Well, we're tabling it on the Fall Creek thing for that.
We're talking theater.
Yeah, but on the theater... Why are we tabling it just because we want to kind of
make a motion to deny?
We have a motion to deny by Dave Oliphant.
And I second it because we have taxes from 2007, 2009 that are the same figure that's been taxed at.
Second by Danny Strahan. Any more discussion?
If they want to put more effort into it and provide some more data, they can probably do that to the State Tax Commission very efficiently.
Mm-hmm. That's your next step, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be their plan.
All those in favor of denying, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
So that was on the last...
That's on the parcels 02, 0042 and 0043. Bob is working on 0041 or 0041. That concludes another day of broadcasting for Summer BOE.
So we got two.